Okay, we're on Mem Tesla Madame off the top. Our boss, Sergeant Cholios Bashabis, Navar in Sakol Malikne Hashabis, Giver of Mayor. If Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, so you get rid of all the chametz before Shabbos, that's what the mayor says. The chachamim omrim bishmano. The chachamim hold that you can leave it till Shabbos and get rid of it on Shabbos. How exactly you get rid of it on Shabbos? You can either give it to a goy, or what's it called, give it to a dog before the zman ha'isser. And the Rambam holds that once the zman ha'isser comes, even isser achila, it's mukta. You just put a kli over it, you mevatle it, and you burn it, what's it called, mochi yantif. Rav Elazar ber Tzadik omer, truma b'lifnei HaShabbos v'chulim b'zmanim. Rav Elazar ber Tzadik says that truma you get rid of before Shabbos, because there's not many people who can eat truma, and we're afraid it'll be left over. And chulim you could save till Shabbos. Rashi mevaris hakol, bein chulim bein truma, chutz mechdei achilas of Shabbos. Rashi here says, doesn't mean you get rid of everything. You leave chametz over to eat for the two meals of Shabbos. We had a Gemara in Yud Gimel before that another day that said Mishayir Mosin Shtei Sudos Kashalos to the Shekeli because it's chametz and it's already past his man Ha'isr when it's Asr to eat chametz when you have to eat Shalosh Shudos. So you leave over for two meals and you what's it called according to Rashi, this is the same thing, right? Even Rav Meir, who holds that you have to get rid of all the chametz, means except for what you eat on Shabbos. And the Chachamim hold you could save even more than you need for two meals and get rid of it on Shabbos itself, not before Shabbos. And if you get rid of it on Friday, so Parshas can get rid of it the whole day. There's no Zman Ha'isr. Yet, some of the Rishonim say that you should get rid of it before Chatzos, so you don't make a mistake on other years to get rid of the Chometz after Chatzos. So Rashi learns that this is the same as that Mandi Omer there. Everybody holds that you can save as much as you need to eat for Shabbos. The question is the extra. Do you have to get rid of that or not? The Rabbeinu Ephraim holds that when Rav Meir says you get rid of everything before Shabbos, it means you don't save any chametz for Shabbos. You have to eat Pesach bigger things on Shabbos. And the Chachamim say that Bizmano doesn't mean you can leave extra. Bizmano means you can leave to chametz to eat for Shabbos for the amount of the meals that you need, but not more than that. That's Rabbeinu Ephraim Shita. Rashi, Trumot Nea Shabbos, Sheinu Yochel Achila, Lo Vazorim, Velo Behem Vazorim. Right, you can't eat truma if you're not a kohen, and you can't feed it to an animal that doesn't belong to a kohen. You can't leave it over after that. But chulin, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik, that's your taka like the chachamim. You can get rid of it on Shabbos itself, erev Pesach, right? Because you'll find a lot of people to eat them. Okay. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik, Omer, Pamacha Shavas Abba B'Yavna. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik said one time, my father spent Shabbos in Yavna, the Chol Arbos of Yos B'Shabbos, and that Shabbos was Erev Pesach, who bought Zunim Memuna Sharam Gamliel, the Omer Higia Eis Levirus HaChometz, and they announced on that Shabbos the time came to get rid of the Chometz. By Spice, you were allowed to save over chametz to Shabbos to get rid of. According to the Shitas that hold, that according to everybody, you're allowed to leave over the amount you need to eat on Shabbos. What's the raya from this up to anything? This goes according to everybody. According to Rabbeinu Ephraim, that what's it called that Rav Meir holds, that you can't leave over anything, so the fact that they had chametz to burn on to get rid of on Shabbos was a raya that now we don't pass the Rav Meir. Like Rav Elazar ben Tzadik, right? Chulim bizmanim. But according to the, what's it called, the Rashi, that everybody holds you could leave over chametz to Shabbos, even the mayor. So what's the raya from here? He said the raya is that it said he gia eis levayir sachametz. Master, that was the proper time, not Erev Shabbos. This was the time, which is goes like the Chachamim and Rav Elazar Rav Tzadik. Okay. Shabbos nishto Hashem Shabbos achas. He was there Shabbos. He was there one Shabbos, happened to be Shabbos Erev Pesach. Okay. Mishnah holich mishchodes pischo the lomalis beno the lechol sudas eris in the base chamid. Person's going to do a mitzvah. He's going to Erev Pesach to shech korban Pesach. Or he has a bris, Erev Pesach. Or he's going to eat Sudas Erisin. They used to make a special Suda for the Chosin in the father in the Kala's house. Sudas Erisin. The Niska Shesh lo Chomets Besol Beso. He remembered that he has Chomets in his house. Im Yochel Lazer Levayer Velazer Mitzvah So Yasser. If he can go back and get rid of the Chomets and still do the Mitzvah, then fine. The Imlad Mevatla Belibo. But if not, he's mevatel the chametz in his heart, and that's sufficient. He doesn't have to go back. The Rambam seems to say that if it's past the zman and bikkur, you can't, it's after chatzos, you can't be mevatel anymore. It's not your chametz anymore. Right? Then you have to go back no matter what, even if you're mevatel a mitzvah. Because the isserim, Balyurim what say the mitzvah, tashbisu, is a chomur mitzvah. And a big isser. And therefore, even if it means you're going to be mevatel from all the other things, since you can't be mevatel the chametz, you have to go, what's it called, and go and get rid of it. The chora from here also should be a raya k'neged tosfos. That if your intention is to hold on to the chametz to burn it later, then you're not over anything. So why don't you just have in mind to hold on to it to burn it? Right. Why do you have to go back according to the Rambam and burn it, get rid of it? Just have in mind that you're going to burn it later and you're holding it to burn it. Okay. Lahatzul min hanochrim, you're going to save somebody who was captured by Goyim. Umin hanor, umin alistim, umin agleiko, umin amapolis, yivakul belibo. In all those cases, all you have to do is be levakul lechonitz belibo. The lishbos shvisas harishus yaser miyad. But if you're going for something that's only a heter, not a mitzvah, okay? Rashi learns that you're going to be kona a shvisa for eruvei tchumim, but not for a mitzvah. Tosa says l'maisa there's a mandiomer holds you can only do it for a mitzvah. But this gemara would have to be not according to that mandiomer that you can only be kona shvisa l'shei mitzvah. Right? Tosa says it's talking. Where you're stam going to spend Shabbos somewhere as a rishus. Not you're going to be kol nishvisa for Rehu Vetchumin. You're going to spend Shabbos out of town, but not for any kind of mitzvah. Then you have to go back. V'chein mi sheyotzim Yerushalayim, v'nizka sheyesh b'yod v'basar kodesh. If you left Yerushalayim and you remember that you're carrying basar kodesh, which should have been burned in the Azara, in the Harabayis. If you already passed the place of Tzufim, Tzufim, Rashi says, is a certain place that from there you could see the Harabayas. Last place you could see the Harabayas, that place already is considered far enough away that if you pass there, you could burn it where you are. They weren't matriach you to go back and burn it. And Pashtis, burning it, in the Makom HaKodesh is only the Rabbanim. We'll see Rashi brings a pasuk. But Pashtus, if you're taking, what's it called, Basar Kodesh over here means Basar Kodesh that could have been eaten in Yerushalayim, not Kodesh Kedoshim that had been eaten in the Azara. So then, once you, what's it called, pass Tzufim, you can burn it where you are. The Imlav Chos V'Sarfo, if you haven't passed that place, then you, what's it called, go back and burn it in the Azara. The Tzufim Tosfos learns is not a specific place. But it means any place from which you could see the Mikdash around, the, what's it called, surrounding the Mikdash, there you have to go back. If you pass the places where you could see the Mikdash, then you don't have to go back. ואם לאו חוזר בסוף לפני הבירה, מעצי המערכה. Right, they use, they said you're allowed to use wood from the Beis HaMikdash to burn kodshim that became pasul. The ad kama hin chozrin, how much pasul kodesh you have to be chozer. Reb Meir omer zeveze bekadeyev. Reb Meir says that both pasul kodesh and chametz is a kadeyev. If you have less than a kadeyev, you can burn it where it is, and you can mevatel it b'libo. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Zev Zev Kezayis. Rabbi Yehuda holds both of them are Kezayis. The Chachamim Omer Basar Kodesh be Kezayis. The Chachamim hold Basar Kodesh be Ami Kezayis. Then you have to go back if you haven't passed Tzufim. But less than a Kezayis, even if you didn't pass Tzufim, you don't have to go back. The Chametz be Kebeya. And Chametz, right, if you have less than a Kebeya, you don't have to go back, even if you went for a Dover Rishus, you just mevatel it b'libo and finished. Rashi, haholich b'ar b'asar, that's Erev Pesach, and you're going to do one of these things. Im yochel she'eh shos b'yom, if there's time to go back and still do the mitzvah and get rid of the chametz, then you go back. If there's not, then you mevatel it b'libo. L'hatzim en anokrim, es yisrael nirdotim. Jews are being attacked, chased by goyim, and you're going to save them. Then you shouldn't go back to Chlau, just Mavaka Belibo. Even there is time, the Midoraisa Sagali with Bickle the Alma, and here it's Sakonis the Fashion. You can't say, well, you know, if I get back in time to save them, fine. You do it right now, Pikuach Nefesh. Lishmo Shvisa Sarishus, Sheyaholich Lahach Shechalatchum, Liknov Shvisa Sham, Rashi learns, you were going to be called the Shvisa so you could extend your tchum on Shabbos. Kedei shilo misham v'lahalon alpayim leilich l'machar sham l'davar ishoz. But you only want to extend it for a davar ishoz. You want to go visit somebody. No mitzvah. Then yachser miyad. Then you have to go back. You can't rely on the bittel. Avalik no Shvisa's mitzvah, but if you're doing it for a mitzvah, the next day you want to go to somebody's kiddush or something. V'shei mitzvah, k'on sh'yelech mocher chutzatum l'beis ha'ovel, or l'beis ha'mishta, ha'enu k'holech l'shchadus pischo, and then, if you, only if there's time to still do the mitzvah, you have to go back. If not, you're what's it called, you a mevatel b'libo. Sh'yesh b'yodo b'asher kodesh, imo b'derech, v'nifsel b'yotze, sh'mechitzes kotshim kalim chomis Yerushalayim. It's talking where you're carrying kotshim kalim, and you forgot, because the other kotshim you couldn't take out of the Azora. But here you're allowed to have it in Yerushalayim, but you forgot and you took it out of Yerushalayim. So it's possible. So you have to burn it. Im over tzufim, shem kvar, sheyochel liros beis hamikdash misham. It's the name of a specific village that was called Tzufim, and the reason it was called that, because from there you could see the beis hamikdash. Tosa says, if it's the name of a specific place, then it should have said, and around the same distance as that. The same distance as that. To make a line around, be the same line. So it says, therefore, Tzufim is not the name of a place. It's the name of, it means any place where you can see the Beis HaMikdash on any side. Sarfo bin Koma, v'loi trichu l'hausar. Then you just burn it where you are, and they weren't matriachim to go back and burn it on the Harabayis. V'imlad chosev es sarfo, k'damor em b'chosho, v'kodesh b'esh tisorech. T'memokom achilosos reifasov. That Me'ikar Adin, it has to be burnt by Kodesh. And the place where you're allowed to eat it, that's where you have to burn it. So Tosa says, L'chora, if it's Doraisa, right, what's the difference if you're an over Tzufim? You have to go back. It's a mitzvah to burn it by Kodesh. So he says, that's only by Kodesh Kodashim. That by Kodesh by Yishtisari. Kodeshim Kalim, there's no such mitzvah. The Rabbanim, where goes there, that by Kodeshim Kalim also should burn it there. Because you shouldn't come to burn Kachi Kardashim somewhere else. Since it's only the Rabbanan, if you already passed Sufim, they weren't my clear to go back. But in Achinami, if by mistake you took Kachi Kardashim, according to Tosfos, you'd have to go back and burn it no matter what. Zevze, Chomich Tamor and Lael, the Niska Shesh Lachomich of Veso, Obasar Kodashimo, Kbe Kabeya. Obasar Pachos, Gabi Chomich of Akabalibo. The Gabi Basar Kodash Sarfim Komo. Less than a kadeya of either one, then you don't have to go back at all. If you're sonach on bikkul chametz for less than a kadeya, and your summer, I'm burning it wherever you are. And the other man, the Amram, hold either a kazayas or basa kodesh, a kazayas, or chametz b'kadeya. Okay. Right. And the mevatla b'libo, even though mentioned, but b'libo could be lav dafka. Some shittas hold the tackle of bittul is b'lev. You don't have to mention anything. The Ramban holds. Since anyway chametz is not b'shuso, you just have to make up your mind that you don't want it to be put in your rishus. So you don't have to say a word. Others hold that you have to say bittul chametz. Belibo means that you have to say it, but you don't have to hear it. But you have to speak it out. And some hold you mommy have to say it that you can hear it. It's belave doesn't mean belave, it means bedibur. Belave can mean dibur. Because only when you actually speak it do you really think it. Okay. V'raminu. Aholich lecho sudas eris in the beis chametz. We have another brisa that says if you're going to eat sudas erusin in the father-in-law's house or for any other shvisas harishos, you have to go back right immediately. And our Mishnah said if you're going to eat a sudas erusin as a din of a sudas mitzvah, and mamela, you don't have to go back if you're going to miss the mitzvah. Rabbi Yochanan lo kasha, or Rabbi Yehuda, or Rabbi Yossi. There's a machlokas for Bihur Rav Yossi whether Sudas Eris in the Veis Chomet is a mitzvah or not. The Tanya, Sudas Eris in Rishos, the Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds the whole Suda by an Eris in is only Rishos. And Rav Yossi Omer mitzvah. And Rav Yossi holds a mitzvah. So our Mishnah which says that if you're going for a Sudas Eris in, if you can't go, you're going to miss it. If you go back, you just Mavaka Velibo holds it Rav Yossi. It's a mitzvah. And the Bryson that says that you got to go back no matter what, even if you're going to miss it, holds its own new rishos. The Hashad Omer of Chista, Machlokis Besuda Shnia, of Besuda Rishona Divri Hakol Mitzvah, and now that Rav Chista explained that the Machlokis Rav Yossi and Behuda is only the second Suda. The first Suda after the Erisin is a mitzvah according to everybody. They used to make a second Suda. That second Suda is where they argue. There, Rav Yossi holds a mitzvah, Rav Yehuda holds not. Then, I feel the same, Mahavah or Rav Yehuda. Both could be Rav Yehuda. Hodokash, Hodesud Rishon, Hodesud Shnia. It depends. The first Suda, that's what our Mishnah is talking about. That's a mitzvah, according to everybody. Go back. What's it called? You don't have to go back if you're going to miss it. The second Suda, according to Rav Yehuda, is a Rishos. That, you have to go back no matter what. Rashi, Suda Shnia. Kachu derech ha-chasonim. La'achar, sudas erusin chozer m'shagr sivlonos la'uslaso t'so'ichon. After the erusin used to send presents, and they made another suda. The suda of the present sending, that could be only rishos, according to Yehuda. Tanya om Rabbi Yehuda. Ani lo shamati av sudas erusin. Avalo sevlonos. Rabbi Yehuda said, another brisa, another way of expressing it, Rabbi Yehuda says, I heard that the Sudas Erisin is a mitzvah, but not the Suda you make when you send the gift, which is the second Sudas Erisin. Amar lo Rabbi Yossi, ani shamati Sudas Erisin this savlonos. Both of them are a mitzvah. The original Suda after the Erisin, and the Suda after the Chassan sends the presents after the Erisin. What? Last time it was, what's it called? It's the Erisin, you can understand, it's a mitzvah. But the since there's a mitzvah to solidify the it's like in Yehuda they used to be mechiyachid the chasen kala, it's all a preparation for the nisuin, and the savlonus is also to what's it called, make the shidduch more solid, they should be ready for the nisuin, so it's all hahechsher mitzvah for the nisuin. Sudas Shnia, okay. Ani lo shamati shitei mitzvah l'sudas eris levado. Avalo sudas siglonos. Siglonos doronos. Presents. Kalim. I used to bring nice kalim to the, what you call, to the kala. Tanya, Reb Shimon Omer, kol suda. She'enu shal mitzvah, ein tamit chochem reshayi l'hanas v'menu. Something that's not a sudas mitzvah, a tamit chochem should not be there. Be the hemet from a sudas on a mitzvah. So the Marshal, therefore, in Bava Kamma has a whole list
of what's considered a Suvis mitzvah or not, look, I'll be this halach and maybe other halachas to a person make a neder. I'm not going to be in a hand except on a Suvis mitzvah. You have to know what's called a Suvis mitzvah, what's not. What? Yeah, no, but somebody made a neder that he's not going to be in a hand except on a Suvis mitzvah. Applies to him too. Kegon mai. So what's not considered a Suvis mitzvah? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, kegon bas koin l'Yisrael. Bas tamet chochem lam haaretz. A chasna. Between a Bas Kohen and a regular Yisrael, it's not a Suvis mitzvah. Because it's not a good shidduch. It's a zilzul for the Kohen. And the Mefarshim say that that's only Bismaneim. I think the Ben Yehuda says it. Ben Yehuda, yeah. Bismaneim says there's no ketedah of a Ben Yisrael marrying a Bas Kohen. Because that's when they had Kohanim Miyuchasim, and the what's it called? And also, there's no Indian not marrying an Amoritz. Stam Ben Bas Yisrael Amoritz. Then the Amoratzim were worse, and the Kohanim were better. Today, the Kohanim aren't Miyuchasim, and the Amoratzim are not so bad, so it's not so terrible. Dom Reb Yochanan, Bas Kohen Yisrael Ein Shivugin Oliyotet. If a Bas Kohen marries Yisrael, the Shidduch's not going to last. Mahi, what does that mean? Edel Yoliyotha? Amrav Chizda, oh Almana Grusha. Either he's going to die and leave her an Almana, or he's going to divorce her. Oh Zera Einlo, they're not going to have children. B'masni Satana. What? What's it called?
It's Israel. It's Israel.
Yeah, but since it's Dafka talking about a Talmud Chacham. Because even a Bas Yisrael to an Amo Aretz is no good. So it has to be talking about a Talmud Chacham still, since he's not a Kohen, what's it called? It's a Zilzu for the Kohuna. But a B'nasni Satana Kovra O Kovra So, either he buries her or she buries him. Her young, because at some point, right, that's going to happen. Unless they die together. Oh, maybe also the Anis. Or they get poor. Aini, Bam Rabbi Yochanan, Harotsa Shisasha, Yidbek Bazar Shalaram, right? Kosha Kain Shatora, the Kahuna Masrasam, right? Bechor, if you want to get rich, marry a Bas Kohen, right? And if you're a Talmud Chacham, then surely the Talmud, being a Talmud Chacham and marrying a Bas Kohen, you surely get rich. But it says, Lokasha, Haba Talmud Chacham, Haba Amoritz. Right? So Masha Talmud Chacham can marry a Bas Kohen. It's just an Amhar, it's not. And then it would mean even a Bas Kohen who's an Amharitz. An Amharitz can marry. But an Amharitz can marry a Bas Amharitz. If he's not, she's not a Bas Kohen. Equals okay. Rashi. Bas Kohen trichli nasi l'kohanim. The lovithkom mishpach b'li nasi l'Yisrael. It's a pagam to marry Yisrael. It's not going to be a good mazel. Ma'hi ma'ole b'yada. What's going to happen? Oh, almano grusho zera inmo kidechsi. Ubas kohen kisi ala izar. Right after it says that, it says ubas kohen kisi almano grusho zera inmo. So the smichus that one of those things is going to happen to ubas kohen to marry izar. Oh, kovra blows man early. Talmud chacham hu shevach lo. To shevach to a Talmud Chacham to marry a Bas Kohen. Aval am ha'aretz ve'eno Kohen genayu lo la'arom the nenoshim. But a person who's not a Talmud Chacham to marry a Bas Kohen is not proper for the Kohuna. Rabbi Yeshua nosif kahan. Rabbi Yeshua married a Bas Kohen. Cholash, he got sick. Omer lo nichole la'arom the idbik bezari. Right? The Havi Lechasma, Kiano. And Aaron doesn't want me to be his son-in-law. No, it's not, obviously I'm not fit for the kahuna. Rav Ivi Bar Ovin, Nosif Kahanta, Nofku Minei Trei B'nei Smichei. Rav Ivi Bar Ovin married a Kohenis, and he had two sons who were got smicha. Rav Sheshe spread Rav Ivi, Rav Yeshua Bar Ivi. And what's it called? Rabbi Yeshua didn't want to say that he was a Talmud Chacham, and therefore blame it on something else. Yeah, out of humility, he said, I'm probably not enough of a Talmud Chacham to be able to marry a Bas Kohen. Amra Papa, Ilo Nasivna Kahanta Lo Isasri. If I didn't marry a Kohenis, I wouldn't have gotten rich. And here also he was an Amram, because Torah also makes you rich. So he contributed to his wife. Amra Kahana, Ilo Nasivna Kahanta Lo Galoi. If I didn't marry a Kohenis, I wouldn't have gotten to Golis. And Rav Kahana was not a Kohen. Tosha says, you see from here, they bring a raya from here. Shiloh, who Rav Kahana was a Kohen or not, there's different rayas in Shas, whether Rav Kahana was a Kohen. Here's one of the rayas, he wasn't a Kohen. Could be, yeah. Omrulay, v'halamakam Torah Galisa, right? He was nigla to Eretz Yisrael. And he went to Golis to Eretz Yisrael. So he went to a Makom Torah. What's the problem? Shlo galoy ke de goli inchi. No, most people do it because they want to move to Eretz Yisrael. I was forced to go because Shmur Malka, the Persian king, what's it called, was relevant. Rashi? Lo galoy, Rav Kahana golo mi bovel Eretz Yisrael. Ke de omer bagosul maichel. Lo galoy ke de golu inchi. Shal talmidim yotzim idaitim. Most people go to Eretz Yisrael because they want to go. V'ani yotzosi al korchi. Machmas merdin ve'emus malchus. The Persian king was eroded him. Okay. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak kol. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak kol. And the head of Yisudas HaRishuas, the Sof Gola. A person, Talmud Chacham, who's Nehenem, Yisudas HaRishuas, in the end is going to go into Golas. Shenemar, the Ochlin Korin Mitzon, V'Agolim Mitoch Marbeit, right? They eat the Tzon, and the Agolim, it's talking about big parties, and says, L'chein Atza Yiglu Barosh Golim. And from that, they went into Golas. Right, so Tom Rabbonin, Kol Talmud Chacham, Amar B'Sudosa B'chol Mokom, Sof Machris Veso, a Talmud Chacham, who gets used to eating a lot. So in the end, he's going to destroy his house because he's going to, what's it called, going to want to eat like that in the house too. And he's a Talmud Chacham, he doesn't have a parnasa. So he's going to get too used to a high lifestyle and he's going to destroy his house. He's going to end up running away to try to make money to be able to keep up this lifestyle, and his wife will be like an almana. She won't actually be on Amana, but she'll be, her husband won't be home. Umiyasim is Gozolov, sending with his children. The Talmud Amishtakach Mimenu, since he's always going around trying to earn extra money, so he'll be able to keep up his high lifestyle, he won't learn anymore. Umachlokos Rabos Bozolov. And he'll have a lot of machlokos, because he won't know his learning, and he'll end up saying things that there'll be a lot of machlokos about. Udvara Veinu Nishmoyim. And people won't listen to him anymore. They won't have respect for him. Machal Shem Shemayim, V'Shem Rabbo, V'Shem Oviv. And he's going to Machal Shem Shemayim, and his Rebbe, and his father, people to say, who taught this guy Torah? The Gorim Shem Ralo Levon of the Nebon of Atzov Kol HaDoros. Not only he brings G'nai to the people before him, to the people after him too. My, what's the G'nai he brings to his children? Rabbi Korule Bar Mechim Tanure. Because he'll get a name. He's the guy who's always heating up the oven to eat. Rav Omer Bar Market Bekovi. They're going to call him the guy who goes to all these parties. He's never going to get shicker. And he's going to be the clown of the party. The guy who dances at the parties. Rav Papa Omer Bar Malchich Pinki. The guy who, what's it called, who licks off the plates. Right? He's going to get a gnai name if he ends up going to all these parties. Rav Shmaya Omer Bar Mach Reva. The guy who, what's it called, sleeps in the street like a drunk. He sleeps in his clothes. He folds his clothes under him and sleeps in the street. Okay, Rashi. He's going to go and try to get the food that he's used to, the high lifestyle, the Efshalo. He's not going to be able to do it. The goal of the Mazon is going to run around trying to be, what's it called, getting the Nedavis so he'll be able to keep up his high lifestyle. Right? Talmidei Chachamim who get used to high lifestyles are going to go around collecting money all the time, right, so they can keep up their high lifestyle. Then goes of Yisomim, same thing. Talmud Mishtaka, Shein Wasik Lachzerala. He's not going to be learning, he's going to be going around collecting money. Umachlokas Rabbis Bozalot, Mach Mishishachak Talmudo. Since he forgot his learning, he's going to get into tremendous machloksin because he's not going to know how to learn properly. Oh, HaKofa Shemakis, Mechem Vonim Mesudosav, or he's going to be fighting with the people that he takes credit from. Because he's going to have a lot of debts. Kori Lebno, Rashi says they call the son, right, on the name of the father. And the Marsha says, Pashas, they call the guy himself that. Markit Beku, Vekidere Chaleitzonim. Guy goes around, what's it called, and does crazy things, so they'll give him money, so give him something to drink. Right? When a person goes and collects, so he has to do crazy things to what's it called, to make the money. Malachik Pinki Karas, the guy who licks the plates dry. Mach Rava, Mekapal of Usha Varovitz the Yoshin. The guy who folds up his clothing, sleeps in the street, a bag man. Or whatever. King Derech HaMishtakrim. That's what drunks. Drunks usually find sleeping in the street under their clothing. Ain't no maspik leil leveso. Felishka vabitah. So he doesn't have time to go home. Right? He sleeps in the street. And the makapal of usha tacht of yoshin. Moch. King wo bar chamra moch shakich vegani. Moch means to fold up your clothes and go back to sleep. We had it in Tainus.
He's drinking
as well,
basically.
What? Right. No, he that's what it says. He goes to all these suddas, inevitably, these parties, people drink at the parties too. So he's going to become a person who's going to get used to eating a lot and also drinking. So both things are going to be the thing. Okay.